Workers in Kentucky and other states have begun voting on a tentative labor deal between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union. UAW leaders have recommended that rank-and-file members approve the proposed contract, but manufacturing lines won't be up and running for at least another week. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. GM is giving union members until this Friday to ratify the proposed four-year contract. Until that happens, workers will remain on the picket lines. Lynn Nelson is vice president of UAW Local 2164 in Bowling Green, which is home to the Corvette assembly plant. He says when the strike began on September 16th, the factory was in the process of adding a second shift by the end of the year to produce the next generation car.
I assume that's going to throw the schedules off. So we'll have to see where we're at when we get back to work. You know, these things take time. We don't just shut things off and turn them back on. So there'll be some issues probably as we try to start up.
The tentative contract includes better pay for full-time employees and more security for temporary workers, but proceeds with factory closures in Lordstown, Ohio, Warren, Michigan, and Baltimore, Maryland. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.